Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I'm your host, Mark Francis. Well, I can now reveal Prince Harry's wife is an avid reader of erotic fiction writer Anais Nin. That's the start to Simon Boyle's bizarre column. Well, that's what it's called, in the Sun. Per the column, when Meghan started dating Harry in 2016, she used an email which featured a term which was a nod to the French author's autobiographical novel, The Four-Chambered Heart. The book includes a threesome which is described as an explosive amorous rendezvous. Meghan's address included a reference to a quote from the female lead, Dejana, who says to her married male lover, Rango, "I must be a mermaid, Rango. I have no fear of depths and a great fear of shallow living." While I'm not reading erotic fiction, Meghan has been working on getting out the vote, Gloria Steinem told Access Hollywood. "Meg herself is smart, authentic, funny, political. She came home to vote. And the first thing we did and why she came to see me was we sat at the dining room table here and cold voters and said, 'Hello, I'm Meg.' And 'Hello, I'm Gloria.' And 'Are you going to vote?' That was her initiative. She is such an inspiration to me because she has a kind of stereotype hanging over her head, which is princess. The whole idea of princess is a problem. We've had a whole revolution to get rid of royalty." Glamour.com reminds us that in August, Steinem and Markle sat down for a backyard chat and an appearance by Markle and Prince Harry's dogs to talk about representation and voting. "I'm so excited to see the kind of representation, you know, for me being biracial growing up, whether it was a doll or a person in office, you need to see someone who looks like you in some capacity," the Duchess said. "As many of us believe, you can only be what you can see, and in the absence of that, how can you aspire to be something greater than what you see in your own world? I think maybe now we've started to break through in a different way." Upon hearing the news of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death, Meghan issued a statement. "With an incomparable and indelible legacy, Ruth Bader Ginsburg will forever be known as a woman of brilliance, a justice of courage, and a human of deep conviction. She has been a true inspiration to me since I was a girl. Honor her, remember her, act for her." And from The Hollywood Reporter, lawyers for a British newspaper publisher that's being sued for invasion of privacy by Meghan Markle argue that she made personal information public by cooperating with authors of a book about her relationship with Prince Harry. Meghan's lawyers denied that she cooperated with the authors of the book, Carolyn Durand and Omid Scobie. The claimant and her husband did not collaborate with the authors on the book, nor were they interviewed for it, nor did they provide photographs to the authors for the book, Meghan's lawyer, Justin Rushbrook, said in a written submission. Scobie said in a written witness statement that any suggestion that the Duke and Duchess collaborated on the book is false. Meanwhile, Harry has his own interests. He has joined a helicopter club. Fox Business reports Harry has joined a California helicopter club, a move that will help him maintain the license that allows him to fly his wife, Meghan Markle, and his son Archie on trips. Harry is required to practice in order to keep up the helicopter license he obtained in 2013 while serving in the 3rd Regiment Army Air Corps, where he qualified as an Apache helicopter commander, The Sun reported. Harry doesn't own a helicopter himself yet, but Fox points out it probably won't be hard to find lenders. My thanks to our own champion of the skies, John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.